From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. President Obama says he is accepting the Nobel Peace Prize as a call to action for all nations to confront the challenges of the 21st century. NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
Mr. Obama woke to the news this morning that he'd received the Peace Prize less than 9 months into his administration. He said he was surprised and humbled by the Nobel Committee's decision.
To be honest, I do not feel that I deserve to be in the company of so many of the transformative figures who've been honored by this prize, men and women who've inspired me and inspired the entire world through their courageous pursuit of peace.
The president said he hoped the prize would add momentum to the push by all nations to confront challenges such as nuclear arms and global warming. He also acknowledged daunting challenges on his own plate, including a stubbornly high unemployment rate and U.S. involvement in two wars. Scott Horsley, NPR News, the White House.
The announcement puzzled some people who wondered why a president in office less than a year was awarded for his potential rather than his actual accomplishments. Radio talk show host Rush Limbaugh, one of the most influential figures in the Republican Party, says he's got a pretty good idea why.
He knows exactly why he was given this award. The elites of the world are urging him, a man of peace, to not do the surge in Afghanistan. They are urging him not to take on Iran. That's what this, if you want to get serious about it for a minute, is what this is really all about.
But President Obama also drew widespread praise, including from other Nobel laureates who say the president's achievements in peace will become evident over time. Typhoon Parma has triggered landslides in the northern Philippines, burying homes and killing at least 160 people. Parma comes about a week after another devastating storm that together killed hundreds of people since late September. The Wahli Saikautau has details.
The deaths were reported in two provinces north of the Philippine capital. Officials said heavy rain triggered at least four mudslides in the mountainous areas. Provincial authorities also said heavy rains forced them to release water from dams, flooding some 30 towns in Pangasinan province, about 100 miles north of Manila. Disaster authorities say hundreds of people are marooned on rooftops trying to escape strong muddied water. Roads and highways are impassable by trucks. Some helicopters and small planes have been grounded temporarily. For a second week, people are wading through deep water to try and get to higher ground. A military official said thousands have been evacuated. For NPR News, I'm Dwahli Saikautau.
On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average up 44 points at 9,831, and the NASDAQ is up about 8 points at 2,132. From Washington, this is NPR. A nuclear physicist suspected of having ties to Al-Qaeda in Algeria has been arrested in France. The European Organization for Nuclear Research says the man was assigned to projects under contract with an outside institute. The organization says the scientist had no contact with anything that could be used for terrorism. NASA used a piece of space junk to punch a new crater into the moon this morning. However, the live show sent back from a spacecraft that monitored the blast wasn't as spectacular as some had hoped. NPR's Nell Greenfield-Boyce has more.
NASA thinks that dark, cold craters on the moon might be hiding water in the form of ice. To find out if that's true, the agency sent an empty rocket part crashing into a crater at the moon's south pole. The impact kicked up a cloud of dust. A spacecraft flew down through that dust, checking for water and sending data and live footage of the crash back to Earth. NASA broadcast the images on its website, but it wasn't very dramatic, just a scene full of gray craters. The craters slowly got bigger and bigger as the spacecraft seemed to creep towards the moon frame by frame. Viewers did not see a flash from the impact itself or the cloud of dust, although NASA did say the spacecraft's instruments seemed to be working normally. Nell Greenfield-Boyce, NPR News.
Golf and rugby are the newest Olympic sports. Today, the International Olympic Committee voted to include both sports in the 2016 and 2020 Summer Games. Golf and rugby will fill the spots left open when softball and baseball were scrapped from the 2012 London Games. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News in Washington.